Welcome back to Entertainment Banter. My name is Joel.
And I'm Matt.
We're going to bring you into a nice seductive evening with the speech on Venom.
Venom.
Venom the movie with Tom Hardy.
Yes. So
it is not out yet. Marvel, by the time you hear this, it will be out.
Yeah, and half of our predictions will probably be wrong, but we'll find out.
But we are here to predict what may or may not happen in this movie that Sony decided to make without the MCU's permission.
All right, so yeah, so let's talk about...
Just back up on that. They probably had the permission. It's their rights. But...
In association.
You're trying to play ball with Marvel Cinematic Universe. You're trying to play ball with Disney. Don't fuck with Disney. So let's get into it.
So we're talking politics first, obviously, about this, as always.
Well, let's start with this. Sony announced that this Venom show does not interfere with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but it does occur in the same kind of timeline.
Alright, that already intrigues me. Because so, basically what they're saying is, we're going to take whatever scraps you're not using, and we're going to run with it first.
Well, what I took it as is that we're not going to mess with your storyline, but all your characters you've created are in our universe.
Right.
So, if they wanted to bring Captain America in it, they're going to use Chris Evans kind of thing. They're not going to ever do that. No, they won't be able to. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if they were going to bring Spider-Man into it, they would have to use Tom Holland.
See, to me, this seems like a huge liability for Disney and Marvel.
Absolutely.
Because now, just like in X-Men, once they take hold of a character and run with it, it's forever tainted and ruined, especially if it is quote-unquote inside the cinematic universe.
Tom Hardy looks like a great Eddie Brock.
Yeah.
And it's taking place in San Francisco, where Venom goes to be a hero.
Right.
A anti-hero. Whatever. He's not an anti-hero. He's just an unhero.
Well, he
I would call him an unhero.
He leans more towards hero because there's others out there that are worse.
His heroicness is a little, what's the
rough
word?
Around the edges?
Rough around the edges. Yeah. Not really kosher.
All right. I've watched this trailer, and I gotta be honest with you.
The first time you watched that trailer?
No, I've seen others.
No, of the Venom trailer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not winning me over.
Can we go back a second?
Oh, go back.
Can we go back a second?
Go back.
Explain to me how Venom comes to be in the comics. Just explain it to me.
Well, I mean, my understanding
Who is Venom?
Well, he's that symbiote creature from space, right?
Where'd you find the symbiotic suit?
Didn't they bring it back from a space mission? Wasn't it James Jonah Jameson's son?
That was in the comics. Not comics. That was in the 90s cartoon.
But that's not how it originated?
I think it happened during the Infinity Wars.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Interesting.
I think so. Where Tom Holland is, Spider-Man is on the planet where Thanos is the planet, I think they come back with it after that.
Did they?
I think so.
Did they foreshadow that in this movie?
No.
By any chance, Avengers?
I was just curious.
Well, it's not over yet. They have another Avengers movie coming out.
So let's go with the 90s cartoon.
Let's back up further. No, I'm not even going to go there.
Let's
go a different route. Let's talk about...
I want to explain where he came from before we go into this damn...
Are you testing me or do you...
No, do you know the answer? I know the answer. I know where Venom came from.
Then you're testing me.
Yeah. I want you to tell the viewers where it came from. I don't need to hear me talk about
that. I don't know where it came from. I thought it came from James Jones James' show.
So let's go with that. Cartoon. Let's go with that. He comes to... it gets back to Earth, right? And it finds its way to Peter Parker, correct?
Sure.
And it likes Peter Parker because of the strength and everything offers. Peter Parker is because he's Spider-Man.
Right.
So Venom, the Venom we all know and love, gets all its powers and DNA and everything and knowledge from Peter Parker.
Right. So let's back up a little bit.
Okay. Where are we going now? Before that happened?
Well, I'm going between the politics of it and the cinematic story arc.
So we're just going back to outside the movie and into the world.
My concern is this, okay? I'm looking at it from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
If you have a great young upstart as Peter Parker in the Marvel Cinematic Universe...
Correct.
He has not had the opportunity yet to don the Venom costume, wear it, and then get rid of it, let's say, right?
Yes.
He hasn't had that opportunity yet.
No, he has not.
But we're already jumping... to all that should have happened to Eddie Brock.
That's what I'm saying.
But that to me seems like a big mistake.
Absolutely. Now they're in San Francisco. That's what I was going to say. Because now you have this. The symbiotic suit was supposed to have all these things from Peter Parker.
Right.
And the reason why Venom becomes Venom, how he is, the one we know and love or hate. I don't know how you feel about Venom.
Yeah.
But it's because Eddie Brock and the symbiotic suit hate Peter Parker and Spider-Man. They hate him. Eddie Brock didn't know who Spider-Man was, but he hated Peter Parker.
Right.
The symbiotic suit knew both.
Told him.
And pretty much as soon as they became one, they're both like, we hate him. And that's their anger made him we, made him them, made him this thing.
But I'm going to interrupt you because my understanding was my understanding was the fact that the whole, when Venom turns quote unquote good, was Peter Parker Spider-Man and Eddie Brock Venom came to an understanding, right? They Carnage was what I thought brought them together.
Yes.
And so after that situation, they had an mutual understanding, like, you know, Venom, I don't like the way you roll, but you're doing okay. And
that's why he went to San Francisco.
And that's why he went to San Francisco. So that should have happened. So technically, they should be on speaking terms, at least, right?
The only way I think this would work in any way is that the movie starts out, he's already Venom. And someone, they try to capture him, they try to, like he's still fighting with the symbiotics a little bit, maybe. And the only way this also can work is if it's in the future.
But see, watching the trailer,
it
implies that he's just now getting it.
Yes, that's my problem. Well, there is rumors that Tom Holland was seen on set and a part of this. But the thing is, I feel like he should have been older.
Right.
I don't feel like him being a high school student would be the best suited because he's already working for the Daily Bugle. We haven't seen any Daily Bugle shit yet in Spider-Man in the MCU.
Yeah.
Eddie Brock worked for the Daily Bugle.
Right.
He lost his job. Lost his apartment, lost his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Pretty much his life was rock bottom, and then he got the symbiotic suit. And he blamed Peter Parker for all of it.
Right. But getting back to this tie-in with Sony versus Marvel Cinematic Universe.
And the Fantastic Four helped get rid of it. Yeah, that's another
string
to the rabble.
Watching this trailer, even Eddie Brock has this, like, Eddie Brock was not a good character. He himself as a human being.
He was an awful person.
He wasn't straight up awful, but he wasn't the best. Let's just say he wasn't the best.
He was colorful in his own way.
Right. But in this trailer, they're trying to make him be like, no, I don't want to be like this, or I want to be better.
To be honest, the movie trailer, I couldn't tell what the movie was about other than his struggle with Venom.
Right, and it looks
and they
like,
show Carnage for a split second.
It appears to be Carnage, yeah.
They don't have him in the credits,
and what's interesting is, too, now it's implying, too, that it's happened simultaneously. Venom and Carnage is happening for the first time together.
So do you think, because they're saying someone found the symbiotic suit, it looks like. This is my prediction. It looks like it's going to be like
or
another.
Or was it created? Because they're in labs,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's true. But so it's to me, it looks like it's going to be another. It's like Sony's way of doing Spider-Man without messing with the MCU. It looks like it's going to be another struggling with who we are, like an inner struggle like Spider-Man is,
yeah.
But with Venom.
Yeah.
But Eddie Brock never struggled that way when he got Venom. They knew. They both had the same common goal. They agreed.
They agreed.
That's why they instead of saying they were separate
beings. That's why it worked. Yeah.
Or some one meme, they knew that each other were separate.
Well, when we were watching the trailer,
they had an understanding.
I was complaining to you about it as we were watching it at the beginning because the symbiote was doing more talking than Eddie.
I think it talks.
But it does, but I felt like.
Like when it was not on him?
It was like too much.
Because Venom talks.
Yeah. But my thought was
it looks like a great
at the end of the trailer that we saw, they were doing the whole talking in third person. That's how I remember Venom. Where both
we
of, yeah we
do this yes, and yeah because yes. They have an understanding of who they're both.
But they were
people.
Both talking in unison.
Which is what
yeah. But in the earlier part of the trailer, it was like the symbiote was just talking to him, and he was talking to the symbiote.
Tom Hardy and how Venom looked definitely are what I expect Venom to look. In the movie, like when it was Topher Grace and Sam Raimi's version, I mean, we talked about it a few podcasts ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know my feelings on it. Sorry for your Spider-Man 3 fans.
Yeah, that's right. I did like Sam Raimi's look of Venom better. The only thing, the face. What I don't like.
They ran out of
was
CGI
the body,
money for the
was
tongue.
The body. Well, yeah, yeah.
You wanted a bulky Venom.
I wanted a bulky Venom, but I liked. The eyes, the big eyes, the white eyes.
His eyes are big in the new one.
His head looks more round in this one. You know what I mean? It looks more
like
a basketball.
I like Todd McFarlane's version
yeah.
of Venom.
Yeah.
And that's what Tom Hardy's ones look like.
Gotcha.
A little more.
Gotcha.
A little bit. You have a stray eyebrow. It's bothering me.
You know what?
Can you just fix that?
Yeah, man. I'm licking it. Is that better for you? Thank you. I hope our fans don't see this. This is embarrassing.
We'll take a picture. We'll post that up in the next
video. Oh, for God's sake. You are something else. All right, that is hilarious. So anyways.
Talk to me, boo.
We're basing all of this off the trailer, but I personally, I'm probably not going to go see this in the theaters. I'll wait for it to be a video thing.
You're just going
to
wait for my phone call. I'm going to go, Matt.
You're going to say it's amazing. It's either going to be,
I'm going to tell you it's amazing, even though I'm going to be crying in the theater. Because what if he is there? What if Spider-Man is there? What if they actually do everything they're supposed to? What if they actually, like, it's a flashback? And maybe there's, like, something they do.
What would be cool is if they, you know, because we talked about this before, too, is the Spider-Verse. If, like, what would be really interesting twist to this whole cinematic universe is if, you know, like, in Avengers, right, they all disappeared.
Venom becomes an Avenger. You know that, right?
Actually, I did not know that. That's bizarre. Interesting.
Everybody who's a hero in the Marvel Cinematic world
eventually becomes an Avenger. That's funny. Well, what I was going to say is, how interesting would it be if Thanos got rid of them from his universe, but all these characters went to an alternate universe, and that's where this Venom movie is taking place.
Do you think it's taking place in a different universe,
like,
maybe?
You know what I mean? Like,
is this the start of the Spideyverse?
Like, they maybe split the story arcs?
Could this be start of the Spideyverse?
I'm just saying, it would be a way to save it. It would be a way to save it if it was a bad movie. You know what I mean? Oof. Dangerous ground we're walking.
That's interesting, because you know they always made up new lines of universes for Spider-Man. They always did that because either a story arc wasn't working, or someone wanted to try something different, or wanted to try Black Spider-Man out. I mean, the Miles Morales storyline, Peter Parker's dead.
Yeah.
But now they changed it to where it's another universe, and Miles Morales is alive at the same time as Peter Parker. Peter Parker is a big CEO tycoon.
Yep.
And Miles Morales is a young kid who's learning to be Spider-Man underneath Spider-Man. Yeah. The thing is, they both go by the same name. It's interesting.
Yeah. Well, because again,
there was a comic about him changing his name.
It was Ultimate Universes. That's why. And there was a couple of great little mini story arcs, like Spider-Man or Peter Parker from one universe. And because the way it works, in case people don't know, is Miles Morales saw Peter Parker die.
When he was 13.
World, the Ultimates. And then Miles became the Spider-Man
of
that world.
Gwen and Mary Jane are alive in that world. He was 16 when Peter Parker died.
Yeah. But then, like, in The Amazing Spider-Man or something like that, I can't remember which book it was, in that universe, Peter's still alive and well, and they cross paths through some sort of, I can't remember, you know, universal swap. And they meet up, and it's a good story because Miles is like, hey, Peter, so great to see you, because he was his idol and he was alive again. It was really good, you know. And there's other fights. They're fighting the Green Goblin from Ultimate Universe, actually. And so Miles was worried that this Peter would die as well. And it was a good story, but we're getting off subject here. Sorry, I don't even know where we were going with this. That's why we banter.
I like Miles.
I do too. I think that's what it was.
Miles. I think it was a great character.
I was, I bought like the first 20 to 30 of his books. It was slow rolling, I'll be honest with you.
It is.
The story started out really slow.
You all of a sudden turned everyone's favorite. Spider-Man, let's get real. Spider-Man is Marvel.
Yeah.
Like, if it wasn't Spider-Man, I don't think Marvel would be doing as well as it is.
I agree with you.
So, when they all of a sudden killed him off in a story arc, and then all of a sudden you have a Black Spider-Man, to me that's not a problem. To me, you're changing the times and you're evolving a story.
Yeah.
And you made this epic storyline of him dying. I thought it was a great movie or cartoon or a cartoon movie. However you want to do it, it'd be great. But a lot of audience did not like that. They wanted Peter Parker. Whether or not Miles was black, could have been white, could have been Asian, could have been anything.
Well, any
they probably would have been like, anybody no, I Parker. Want Peter Parker.
Well, if you think about it too, I think they did, the 2099 back in the day. And it was a Spider-Man. And when I bought that book, when it first came out, I was like, oh, it's not Peter Parker in the future. It's some random other guy.
It's 2099. He's dead.
Well, you know, but I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if he, like, travels in time or something.
Right.
And but what's cool about these Spider-Men and the Spider-Verse as a whole, which was so well written, was the idea that anything could happen. You know what I mean? Like, Miles Morales, what a great introduction as an origin story. How many origin stories start with you watching your hero die and you become a hero?
Well, he got bit by the same spider 6 months before Parker died.
Yeah.
And he didn't know what was going on with him. He didn't understand it, but he saw that
But it's moving to see that he was a witness of Parker's death.
And he felt like he could have done something. So to him, that would create a Miles Morales. That was his Ben Parker. Yeah, exactly. Anything, he could have done something.
And it was done really well. It was done really well.
It was a great comic. Death of Spider-Man?
Yeah.
That last scene of him walking... Oh, I just got chills thinking about it. His last scene in the comic, him walking off in the distance with Ben Parker holding on his back going, he did good, son. He did good. But it was only Spider-Man for like a year.
Yeah, he died really young.
Really young.
And then, but again,
that was also the timeline of him looking up the Captain America. So that's the same kind of timeline they are in the MCU right now.
Yeah.
Well, so is he going to die?
I don't think.
They do mention Miles Morales' his uncle, his cousin. They mention things about Miles Morales in this fucking movie, in Homecoming.
I don't think they'll kill him. If they're smart, they'll
keep them both alive.
They'll keep them all.
Yeah.
You know, I love, again, like Spider-Verse, Doc Ock playing, basically... When he takes on the persona of Peter Parker, he chooses to be good and take Peter's weaknesses and go against it. Like, he's like, well, Peter would do this to stop me, and it always was his weakness. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to use all of these tools to my advantage, and I'm going to whoop the crap out of crime. Like, and he just goes to town. He uses science.
He became a better Spider-Man.
He did, in a lot of ways. He even admits that, too.
He was a better Spider-Man.
Yeah. And so then getting back to the 2099 Spider-Man, like that Spider-Man, he grew up in an era where his uncle is the villain. I think it was his uncle or something like that. Uncle or grandfather.
I didn't follow 2099.
But he's fighting his own family, and his family is corrupt, and he's fighting his own family. These Spider-Men are really, really cool to watch. But we're getting way off Venom subject. We were talking about Venom movie particularly, and what the Venom movie is going to happen. So, if it's an alternate universe, would be cool.
It's an alternate universe. How so?
What if Mark... Just have Miles. What if Miles is... What if they use something Miles for this?
Does Sony have the rights to Miles?
They have the rights to all Spider-Man.
All Spider-Man content?
I don't know. We should look that up.
Or is it just Amazing Spider-Man?
But they didn't call the movies Amazing Spider-Man.
I know. They did the second one. The second rebatch when they remade it.
Oh, that's true. With Andrew Garfield. But I think they did that just because they were.
Let me just take a note here. You have Spider-Man sheets right in front of me.
Yeah, that's.
Just Spider-Man sheets. Just right here in front of me.
We're in my man cave, guys.
These are really good quality.
Oh, yeah, I bought them for my son.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I bought them for my son.
This is good sheet material.
Yeah.
what's the threat?
Well, if you hurry, guys, you can get it at Target. Although, by the time this airs, it'll be too late.
Let me tell you the thread count. Whatever.
All right.
Disney products.
Okay, so, anyways. I'm not excited about this Venom movie. I feel like...
I'm intrigued by it.
I think...
But go on.
It's kind of like...
Keep going.
Disney with Star Wars.
Tell me more.
Disney with Star Wars right now.
Yes.
It's like...
You're not happy.
We're going to make a crappy Han Solo movie, but because we stamped Star Wars on it, it's going to be amazing to everybody else.
Well, it's just like they take a shit in the toilet and they call it. It's a Star Wars sequel.
Well, I feel like
someone will go like,
the same thing. They know Venom is a popular character. So they're like, we're going to make a crappy movie, but we're going to stamp Venom on it, and people are going to flock to see it. That's what I feel like is happening. I feel like it's getting set up for disappointment.
Well, that's part of why people saw Spider-Man 3. They saw that there was Venom.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go see it. Because when I was at Comic-Con...
Well, and not just
I went
that,
to Comic-Con
the suit of Spider-Man.
The year they announced Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
And they showed the trailer, or part of it. And the whole scene was that whole bell tower scene.
Right.
That was the whole trailer they showed. They just showed us him standing there like a gargoyle, this epic scene that you liked.
Yeah.
And then he jumps down, and Eddie Brock goes, I just want you to kill Peter Parker. And then it drops, and all of a sudden turns into Venom.
Right.
And he leaps out towards the camera. That's all we saw at Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And it got roars.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. But then we got this crappy...
Emo Parker. Let's not go back into this.
We're not going to go back into it. A few episodes back, you were pretty upset about it. But
that was weeks ago when we recorded that one. I was pissed. Yeah. Weeks, minutes, whatever.
I'm losing my train of thought. The Venom. The actual Venom.
Talk to me, Goose.
Alright, so... I feel like we're getting set up for a letdown. You know? Like, I feel like it's being rushed. I feel like there's nothing in that trailer that says they're doing it right.
Literally, when I heard they were doing a Venom movie, I thought it was a joke. I said, what the fuck, Sony?
Yeah.
Like, you get one good hit from what, you know, from Disney making Spider-Man. I understand this Venom movie was in the works before Marvel and Sony started talking.
Right.
I understand that. But there's no reason why you should have pulled the trigger to make the movie when you have this good thing going on with Disney. Mm-hmm. Like, Disney's using your character and bringing you in millions.
Yeah.
Money. Money you can cash. Money you can spend. Money you don't need to waste on a Venom movie that's probably going to destroy things again. Like, are you stupid?
It's almost like
people Disney's just going to buy you Sony. That's why they're buying Fox. They're just going to buy you and tell you to off.
Yeah. I feel like... It's kind of like one of those things where, like, their pride and their ego gets caught up really quick, really fast. You know, like, oh, we were successful! Now we can do these things again! Rah! And instead of just, like,
their stock's doing down, great.
Right now.
Their stock is, like, it was at $30, like, 6 months ago, and now it's over 50. I mean, it's growing. Steadily. Yeah,
but let's
see what happens with Venom.
I was just going to say, let's
see what happens. Maybe I should sell it off before that happens. Shit. All
right. I've been doing a lot of talking about the trailer, but I want... My opinion is they're going back into old habits. Sony's going back into old habits. They're just pumping out...
What are old habits? They've already been in the same habits. They haven't broken those old habits.
Well, you just pointed out Homecoming. They played ball with Homecoming, and it worked.
And of course, that was Disney's movie.
It was Disney's movie, but Sony had to give Disney...
licensing to do it.
Yeah, and so it worked. But what I'm saying is... Sony didn't take that and learn from it. They are still, you're right, they're playing the same song on the record where they're just going to do it their way, some weird way.
They're never going to play ball 100%.
So I guess my question to you is, I feel this movie is going to be, you know what, there's certain cultures that just love Venom. I'm not, you know, there's certain people that love Venom. I mean,
people may just like him as a standalone movie.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of people that like anti-heroes, you know, so they're going to
It may do great on that aspect.
Right.
But it's not going to do good because we're expecting
that Spider-Man The average aspect. Girl that gets dragged by her boyfriend to go see this movie probably won't want to watch it again like they would maybe Chris Evans in a Captain America movie. Does that make sense?
Well, a lot of girls like Tom Hardy.
Well, okay, but... I just feel like this one's just not going to cut it. I just don't feel that way.
We're very skeptical, you can tell.
I was going to ask if... So, is there anything in that trailer that makes you be like, oh, this is going to be good?
The character looks good.
The design.
The design looks great. The where they're putting it. It sounds great from what I can see. They're only missing that puzzle piece that needs to be there.
It's a big
to make
one.
It... It's a big puzzle piece. We're talking like this is a... 5-piece puzzle, and it's like the big centerpiece is missing.
You know what's upsetting me about this too, now that I think about it, listening to you talk about it, is we're talking about the whole Rush thing. It's ironic how we were so hungry for Venom in Spider-Man 3, Sam Raimi's. You know what's being completely overlooked in this one? Carnage. I would love to see a real good Carnage, and I feel like
they only show that one clip. It's got to be Carnage, right?
It's going to... But I feel like this Venom is going to overshadow the...
The insanity of what Cassidy is?
The complete fear factor of Carnage. Yeah.
He's loose. He's a huge loose
cannon. He is a huge loose cannon. Like, he's like...
Like, Venom can't bring him down alone. He brings in Spider-Man to help.
He has to, yeah. Venom, so. If people don't know Carnage, he's like the most psychotic... Imagine the most psychotic killer, like the Joker... You know,
with Spider-Man's powers.
With
or Venom's powers.
Venom's powers. It's like the horrific nightmare you could possibly have.
Technically, Carnage is Venom's
offspring. Offspring, yeah. Yeah, but he, you know, melds with the, Cassidy?
Cassidy, yeah. I forgot his name. Yeah, something like that.
Like I actually have those 3 comics where he's created. And even in those comics, it's, back when I was a kid, it was creepy. That's creepy to read.
I played Maximum Carnage on Super Nintendo.
Oh, awesome game.
Such a great game.
Awesome
do you have that game?
I do have that game.
Can we play that game?
We can play it later.
Yeah. I don't see the red cartridge. Where is it?
I think it's on my Super Nintendo, actually.
God, it's so great.
Yeah.
It's so great.
So would you recommend seeing Carnage based on what you see right now? I'm not Carnage, but Venom, yeah.
It looks like it's going to be a thriller, and people may like that, and people who know how Venom came to be may enjoy it. Absolutely. But if you're looking for the hardcore, that hair is sticking up again.
It's not going to get any better.
That, if you're looking for that raw, like, great film that's going to, like, merge with Spider-Man and have this, like, it's the movie you're looking for that's going to bring it together, this is not going to be it.
Yeah.
So don't get your hopes up for it, and I hope you don't. Yeah. I mean, Maybe it'll be unexpected, because you, as you watch the trailer, so much out of it, you don't even know what the movie's really about.
No, I mean, I would love to be proven wrong. I really would.
Absolutely. We're so burnt out by these movies now, and now we're just assuming they're all going to suck.
Well,
Unless Disney makes them, and we're going to assume every Disney one's great, and then we're going to see a Disney one that fails, and we're going to be like, what the
fuck? Well, once that happens, you know it's just going to get worse.
It's going to be a snowball effect.
Yeah.
They're going to try to backpedal on it,
and it's
not going to work.
Well, and I think that's the problem, because I feel like, especially with companies that are not Disney and Marvel, it's just like these offshoots like Fox for now, Sony for now. I think the problem that what separates them from Disney and Marvel is the fact that they think this is our one chance. Does that make sense? I feel like Sony would never make another Venom movie. I feel like they're just, this is going to be their one offshoot.
I don't know. They've already shown their hand. They will reboot a series within.
Rebooting is different from continuing story arcs. And I feel like they blow their wad in one movie, and then if it tanks, then they reboot. Whereas I just wish they would take the time to tell a story. Who says we can't have 9 movies that Venom appears in? You know what
take
I mean?
Take a page out of Disney's book.
I know.
They slow-played this shit.
Do you feel like Sony has that mindset, like, hey guys, we can have him in 9 movies, or do you feel like, let's throw it all in and hope it makes money?
Sony's got their hand in a lot of things, and I don't know what the fuck they're thinking. I don't know what their CEOs are doing. I don't know what their CEOs are involved in. You know, like, what are they thinking up in the tower? You know, their ivory tower. What are they thinking about?
Well, every company, every producer is thinking
money. How do we make more?
Make it while it's hot.
Money hungry.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know, right now it's superheroes, but, you know, movies all about French toast will come out. That'll be the next big thing. And everyone's going to be talking
about French toast.
You know what I mean? French toast movies, you know? Make it while it's hot, you know? Sell those toasters. It's like, but the problem is, I just feel like they don't take the time to really focus on it. I don't know. At least Sony and Fox.
Can I take a moment to say that it's really hard to focus in your man cave?
Yeah, because it's so amazing.
There's just too much shit in here. I thought that was Street Sharks over there. I'm like, what the fuck do you have Street Sharks here? Now I'm thinking about Street Sharks.
That is a very obscure cartoon.
That is a very awesome cartoon.
I can't believe you brought...
Do you have Street Sharks on Curtis TV?
I do have Street Sharks on Curtis TV.
We're going to talk about Curtis TV in about 2 podcasts, because we have to, like, get down to business on that.
We'll see about that.
Maybe Venom will be up. No, Venom was never a cartoon. Did you know that? It was in the cartoon, but it was never a cartoon.
Well, yeah, because he didn't really become popular until later on. You know, Venom, in my opinion, was still a fairly recent character.
He's a newer character,
you know,
from our generation. Yeah, he's very new, and he was the character that was like, he was the polar opposite of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You know, he Spider-Man couldn't sense him, his spider senses, like, he was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Peter would have nightmares about him.
Yeah. Well, an interesting fact too is in the comics where Peter was donned on the black suit for a while with the Venom, he wasn't straight up evil. Peter's essence actually kept that thing under control for the most part. There was, as it slowly progressed him to be more violent. But it didn't happen overnight.
What I find fun about it is when you read about, like, when he changed costumes. Peter Parker experimented with many different costumes. Right. Of course, he changed his name a few times too. Wasp Man and all that. And he had different names. But when he had the black suit, he was Venom. And then Venom became Venom. And then terrorized New York. Peter Parker, Spider-Man, saved New York. And then, after a while, he married Mary Jane. He decided to go back to the black suit because he wanted something different as well. And apparently, all of New York was scared again.
Right.
So it freaked out people. And Mary Jane was having nightmares about it because she went through that whole Venom phase. Yep. I mean, Spider-Man 3 kind of showed that. And then, so he had to get rid of the black suit again. So he did try to do the black suit again without the symbiote later down the line, which I find very interesting.
I don't want to bring this up, but it's banter, so I've got to do it. You know what we forgot to talk about the last time we were talking about Spider-Man all the way back?
Oh, God, don't bring it up.
I have to. You mentioned Mary Jane and going through Venom problems.
We're at the end of our pod.
I know. I got to bring this up real quick. It annoys me. But Spider-Man 3, right? Sam Raimi, when we were talking about that one?
Yeah.
What's his face? Green Goblin 2, whatever.
Right, yeah. Harry Osborn Goblin.
He threatens Mary Jane to break up with Peter Parker, and, like, by killing him or threatening her, right?
Yeah.
And then she goes on her day-to-day living knowing that happened. does that make any sense?
She didn't go on her day-to-day. She was upset.
No, but she went to her job. She didn't go to the police. She didn't go to Peter's. Hey, Peter, this guy's going to try to kill you. Like, none of that. She just went, okay. And back to my work. Okay, my friend from high school flew in on a flying death board, choked me up against the wall, threatened Peter Parker and my life to break up with him, and then I'm going to go to work the next day? I'm not going to tell the cops?
My superhero boyfriend?
Yeah.
In the world where mutants, superheroes, and inhumans, and supernatural beings exist, you don't go to the police anymore, man. They're useless at this point. All they are people you can jot down information.
But you just go to work and sing like nothing happened?
She didn't sing too well. She was upset when she was there. You saw that.
Oh my god.
She wasn't happy.
I feel like that was the dumbest loophole I've ever seen in a movie in a while.
That's a good final thought, so I'm going to finish that with that.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to Entertainment Banter. I'm Matt.
And I'm done.